I want to welcome you today to Side Hustle School and also to episode 2900. This is the 2900th episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for being out there. Thank you to those who've been listening for a long time, some perhaps from the beginning or others for years. We have almost completed 7 years of the show every single day since January 1, 2017. And I'm just so thankful to our community. I don't want to go on and on because I do have a story for you. So just that's all. Thanks for being out there and being awesome. This story today, Handyman Cashes In on Home Theater Boom. It is part of our first $1,000 segment where we get to hear from somebody. How do they get going? How do they make their first $1,000? And they often go on to earn much more, of course, but we want to look at the genesis of the idea and how a regular person out there can take steps to create more financial freedom for their life. And so in this case, we're going to hear from a DIY enthusiast who turns his knack for TV wall mounting into a profitable side hustle. But get this, this is a key point. He's not actually out there mounting any TVs himself. So you might think, oh, he's a handyman. Okay, great. He's doing manual labor and nothing wrong with that, of course. But wouldn't it be great if you could get paid for helping people install their TVs and not actually do the installation yourself? Well, that's what he has figured out. Okay, so he is using the creator economy, which we talk about a lot. He has found a way to educate people and also earn money. So his name is Jimmy. Let's hear the story from him. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
I've always been the go-to person in my friend group for anything DIY related. So when my buddy Mark struggled to mount his new 55-inch TV, I thought, maybe I'll take this up a level. I'm Jimmy Foster, originally from Philadelphia, now living in Pittsburgh. And this is how I made my first $1,000 creating TV mounting guides. It started with a simple YouTube video I made for Mark. I walked through the process, step by step, from choosing the right mount to hiding the cables. And when I shared it on social media, comments poured in asking for more detailed instructions and product recommendations. That's when I thought, okay, I can create online guides and monetize them through affiliate links. I focused on TV wall mounting because it seemed to be a common pain point. People want to do it themselves, but they're afraid of messing up. My second post was an expanded version of the guide I made for Mark. I broke down the process into clear, manageable steps, and I included photos at each stage. At the end, I linked to the tools and materials I used at Home Depot, Best Buy, and Amazon. To drive traffic, I created shorter versions for YouTube Shorts and TikTok, always directing viewers to the full guide. I also answered questions in DIY forums, building our reputation as a mounting expert. Now, the first month was slow. I made about $50 in affiliate commissions, but I kept at it, creating new content every week. I expanded into guides for different TV sizes, various wall types, drywall, brick, etc., and even creative mounting ideas, like corner installations. My breakthrough came when one of my TikTok videos got a ton of views. It was a 60-second clip showing a clever way to hide TV cables without cutting into the wall. The video drove thousands of visitors to my site, and my affiliate earnings jumped to $300 that month. Well, feeling encouraged, I doubled down. I invested in better lighting and a good microphone to improve my video quality. I also started a weekly email newsletter with DIY tips, which helped build a following independent of algorithms. By month three, I was consistently earning $500 to $600 a month. The variety of affiliate programs proved beneficial. Some months, Amazon would perform better. Other times, Home Depot would take the lead. I earned $1,000 in a single week during Black Friday when TV sales skyrocketed. My guides on how to choose the right TV mount for your new Black Friday TV performed particularly well. Along the way, I learned some valuable lessons. Niching down really works. By focusing specifically on TV mounting, I became the go-to resource for that topic. Clear, actionable content is key. My most successful guides are those that broke complex tasks down into simple steps. Diversifying affiliate partnerships provides more stability and opportunities for earnings. Building an email list is crucial for creating a loyal audience that returns to your site. And video content, even short form, can be a powerful driver of traffic to more detailed written guides. Looking ahead, I plan to expand into other home theater DIY topics. I'm also considering creating a paid course for people who want to start their own TV mounting services.
All right, all right. As I said, nothing wrong with doing the manual labor to go out and mount TVs, but I love how Jimmy has been able to create these guides, focus on the educational component so that he can earn money while other people are installing or mounting the TVs, right? Work smarter, not harder, or work smarter and harder, as I sometimes say, because there's nothing wrong with hard work. But anyway, well done to Jimmy. We've just got so many people out there doing awesome things. And as I said, it's a big honor to make the show for you, 2,900 episodes and more to come. So that's it for today. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. Excited to bring you through the holidays with a whole new batch of episodes, one every day, in fact, always completely free. My name is Chris Gillibo. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.